Welcome back to segment number two of Meet the Community here this morning, here with Reverend Dr. Susan Presley. She's with the First Presbyterian Church here in Mexico, also very active in the Mexico community. One thing that we sort of got into a discussion about a couple of months ago, and I said, you know what, I want to go down this road a little bit further. You have a connection to Kevin Bacon, and please tell people about this morning. I've been dying to hear more about this.
So I was a Baptist preacher's daughter, as I said earlier, and when that movie Footloose came out, I'm not sure what year it was, Kevin Bacon saves the preacher's daughter, right?
Yes, you see?
Yeah, and they get to listen to music and have a completely innocent dance, and it was wonderful. So he was always my hero because, you know, he saves the preacher's daughter and goes and has fun. And in the around 2000, probably, and when I lived in Austin, Texas, I was writing for a music magazine, because that's a music town. And when Kevin Bacon's not making movies, he's in a band with his brother. Mm-hmm. It's called the Bacon Brothers. And I just, you know, I thought, why not? Let me shoot my shot and ask his publicist if I can have an interview. And I asked and asked, and I wasn't getting a reply. And it was the day before, and I sent a fax request. Remember fax machines, when the paper went in the machine, slowly, boop, and goes in the machine? As it went in, I scribbled on the bottom of the piece of paper, would Godiva chocolates help? I don't know. I thought a bribe. Why not? You know, what's the worst? The phone rang immediately. Godiva chocolates would help, and you're scheduled to interview with them at this time in this place. Okay. So they were playing at a local venue, and I called a friend who had just, she fancied herself a photographer. She had just gotten some fancy new gear, and I said, you're the photographer, Kelly? Okay. So she took off work, and here we went, and we sat down and waited and waited and waited. And they said, okay, the meet and greet is, everybody. So we stood up. They said, no, not you two. We said, oh, not us, okay. No, we get our own interview.
Oh, my goodness, an exclusive.
Oh, an exclusive, okay. So when it was our turn, they walked us down these paths, and it was an outdoor venue, and finally they walk us to his bus, his tour bus. My heart is palpitating.
Yes.
Because I'm going to meet my hero. And so I said, Kelly, you go first. She said, no, no, you. This is all your show. I'm like, So I'm looking down at my feet because you don't want to fall down the steps of a bus in front of Kevin Bacon.
No.
You know? So I'm looking down at my feet, and I glance up and look to the right, and I say, you must be Michael, because that's his brother. He said, yes. And I hear the voice. Kevin Bacon has a very deep voice. I hear a voice that says, and I'm Kevin. I thought I'd faint.
Oh, my.
I was just struck. And I said, yes, you are. Mm-hmm. And my friend, there were these bench seats in this bus. My friend went over and sat with Michael so that I could sit with Kevin. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. So we sat there, and the assistant came on the bus and asked us, Kelly and I, what we'd like to drink. And we ordered our beverages, and they didn't come, and they didn't come, and they didn't come. Finally, Kevin said, where's your drink? I said, I don't know. He said, here, drink out of mine. And Kelly was the only photographer that was allowed backstage that show. So we had a really...
That is very cool. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts to invite him to the church to to be a guest at one point?
Will he remember that one interview that many years ago?
Sure.
You saw he went back to the school, the high school where they filmed Footloose. Did you see that? He went back
for their
prom.
Here
they
in Missouri.
Was it? I missed that. Okay.
I believe it was it was in the Boot Hill where that was based at.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that. That was cool.
Fun, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's still active. He and his wife are active on social media, and they raise goats, and I don't know. They look like they're having fun.
Yeah. Good times. Maybe we'll get him to Mexico one.
Sure. Let's go, Kevin.
It's worth a shot. You know, I heard a rumor that you're writing a book, that you're an author as well.
It's called Hezekiah, which sounds like a book of the Bible that's not. There was a king in Scripture named Hezekiah, but there's no book of the Bible. But it's written in the style of those Old Testament books, but it's all those phrases you think are in the Bible that aren't. A penny saved is a penny earned, or God helps those who help themselves. These things are not in Scripture, but we've heard them enough that we think they are. So it's a book of those, and it's sort of humor. Anyway, it's ridiculous, and I wrote that with my friend Max but at the end of seminary. But the new one is a publisher asked me to write a book based on my doctoral dissertation and to turn it into regular people words.
Sure.
And so that's what that's about.
Is that hard, being a former, kind of a media person, turning it into normal speak? Because I think that's always the challenge, right?
It is. And also the idea that a paragraph is more than one or two sentences, I'm really struggling with that because of the newspaper training, right? A paragraph is just, you know.
Yes.
So, I'm having to make longer paragraphs. But the topic is not a cheery, happy one, which is funny because I'm a pretty cheery person. But it's about, I studied mass shootings.
Oh, wow.
Right. So mass shootings since from 1940 until now, but specifically for a dissertation, you have to really hone in on one tiny thing, one pinpoint of data. So mine was racially motivated mass shootings in churches is what mine was. For my book, I'm broadening the scope. People in churches are afraid, and they're putting up more security and figuring out ways to take care of themselves and protect their people. And that what my focus is prevention. Instead of trying to put up security or work for Second Amendment issues, mm-hmm. instead of working on that, I want to work on prevention, recognizing trouble signs in people before they pick up a gun. I want to know why we're so angry at each other. Why do we want, if we lock the doors and, you know, make sure nobody comes in, does that prevent a shooting or does that just move it? There's a case of it in Texas where a man went to shoot up, a white man wanted to shoot up a black church, but their door was locked. They were having a Bible study, and he couldn't get in, so he went across the street to Kroger and shot a bunch of people.
Oh, my gosh.
So we didn't solve the problem.
No, and you're coming with a solution
right.
here. Yeah,
right.
I like that. When do you expect the book to be complete, and you know who is going to publish this again?
It's called WIPF and Stock Publishers, WIPF and Stock Publishers. They're a religious publishing house. So this one's aimed at churches. I'm also doing public speaking at churches about what churches can do to help in prevention. I expect it out within the next year, so my manuscript is due June 1st.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yes, really fast. I'm doing some speaking at places and... local person involved in education, I won't say her name and call her out, but she said, how adaptable would this be to schools? And I said, who else is with young people more than our educators? That it absolutely can be adapted to schools. Signs to watch for and help that we can do for people before we get to this point.
No doubt about it. We'll look for that book. I appreciate
it's called
you.
Shooting for Hope.
Yes, we will. We'll definitely keep our eye on that spot. I tell you what, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with our final segment of Meet the Community here this morning with Dr. Susan Presley from the First Presbyterian Church here in Mexico on Meet the Community, AM 1340 KXEO.